Golden Volcano of Divine Life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Srila Bhakti Rakshasa Devaswaya Maharaj. This is a chapter called A Tragedy of Separation. According to solar calculation, it was on the day of Makar Sankranti, an auspicious conjunction of the stars, that Nimai Pandit went to Katwa, this place, to take sannyas, the renounced order of life. After this, he would become known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Can you hear okay? What do I miss saying?
Yes, yes.
I can hear closer now.
They don't know English.
No, they're from South Africa. They know English just fine. Well, they're learning English.
No.
Learn English.
Understand.
I don't know.
Understand.
Understand. He knows. They all know.
Ah, English. Yes, I'm going to Russian. English, Russian. Okay. So this is a place where, in general, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And exactly it was under the tree. That place is Keshava Bharati Ashram. And Keshava Bharati Samadhi. Keshava Bharati Samadhi Mandir and his ashram was also here. So Mahaprabhu came here to take sannyas, Makar Sankranti. He was 24. This special number, 24, in his Leela. Because all Leela of Mahaprabhu took 48 years. So, and so 24 years it was Adi Leela and Navadvip Leela, and other 24 years it's Madhya Leela and Anti Leela. So this sannyasa ceremony is edge of his Leela. Before he was not sannyasi, after he is sannyasi. So it's
middle
of his Leela. Very auspicious Leela, sannyas Leela of Mahaprabhu. So it was here in Katwa. Значит, 24 года Махапрабху принял саньясу. Он это сделал в Катве, вот совсем рядом здесь находится самадхи Кешава Бхарати, и здесь вот рядом совсем был ашрам Кешава Бхарати, то самое место, где Махапрабху принял саньясу. И всем помню, что как это связано с этим деревом.
Там он состригли волосы. Под этим деревом.
Да, вот под этим деревом состригал волосы. It's cut hair tree. Just before this, he told only few of his friends, including Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda and others, the time when I will accept the rope of renunciation is very near. И незадолго до этого он предупредил только нескольких преданных, среди которых были Нитянанда Прабху, Гададхар Прабху, Мукунда Датта, но знали всего, Мачачи также знала, он знал всего четверо или пятеро преданных о том, что он примет саньясу. Не так много. Но другие преданные могли чувствовать сердцем, например, Двиджаванинатх. Двиджаванинатх почувствовал сердцем, что Махапрабху примет саньясу. Поэтому он не хотел пускать Махапрабху из своего дома. В итоге все это вылилось в прекрасную лилу Махапрабху, и Гададхара оставили Двиджаванинатху у своих божества, гор Гададхара. Only few devotees knew exactly that Махапрабху will take sannyas. Nityananda Прабху, Гададхар, also Мукунда Датта, Мадхашачи, not so many devotees knew exactly about it. But other devotees could feel by heart. For example, Vaninath Pipara or Dvija Vaninath. Then once Gaur and Gadadhar came to house of Dvija Vaninath. And Vaidyanath felt that Mahaprabhu will soon leave Navadvip for, practically forever. So Dvija Vaidyanath said, you please do not do it. Do not leave Navadvip. I cannot live without you. He said this. So Gaur and Gadadhar, Gauranga and Gadadhar gave to Dvija Vaidyanath their deities, known as Gaur-Gadadhar. Gaur-Gadadhar means mood of great separation. So Gaur-Gadadhar. This Gaur is born from the feel of separation. Gauranga and Gadadhar. And also Vishnupriya deities, also born from feel of great separation. Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. And also these deities in Kalna, of deities of Gaurdas Pandit. They also born of feel of great separation. Because also Gauridas did not want to let them go, Gaur Nityananda, from his house. So they gave him these deities, Gaur Nityananda, in Kalna. Then we will visit this place. So these three deities are very special. Three deities of Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Nityananda in Kalna, and Vishnupriya deities. These very, very special deities. They appear in the time of Mahaprabhu, and they born from feeling of great separation. And separation is most intense feeling of divine love, most intense, much more intense than meeting emotion. Meeting emotion is very, very good, of course. I meet my Lord, of course, so very, very beautiful. How auspicious, etc. But separation with Lord is even more intense. So this sannyasa lila also means separation. So many devotees, their heart were broken. Mahaprabhu took sannyasa. We have nice composition of Shri Vishnu Maharaj. But I think it's technically difficult now to sing it. But it's very beautiful composition. That Mahaprabhu took sannyasa. They describe that women are crying and some deities
broken.
Yes, devas pulling down the flowers, petals of flowers. Then so, and women of Navadvipa are crying, and all the devotees are crying. So they are completely crazy, actually. And the Gadadhar Bhattacharya was the father of Srinivas Acharya. He was devotee of Mahaprabhu. And once he met Mahaprabhu, only once. Mahaprabhu was young in Navadvipa. And then for so many years, he wanted to meet Mahaprabhu again, but he had no time. He was busy, family life, occupation, etc. And finally, he took time and he decided to meet Mahaprabhu. And when the Gadadhar Bhattacharya was going through Katva, he heard that actually Mahaprabhu left Navadvipa and he takes sannyasa in this place. And immediately, Gadadhar Bhattacharya came to this place to see what is happening. And he saw how this barber cutting Mahaprabhu's hair. And so many devotees are crying, actually. И Гададхар Бхаттачарья, он встретил Махапрабху один раз, когда Махапрабху был еще совсем молодым мальчиком в Навадвипе. И с тех пор он покинул Навадвип, он хотел встретить Махапрабху еще раз. Но он был занят, своими обязанностями и все не мог его встретить. В конце концов, он оставил свои обязанности и пошел встретить с Махапрабху. Он пришел в Навадвип, но проходя через это место, через Катву, он услышал, что Махапрабху принимает саньясу. И он пришел в это место и увидел, как волосы Махапрабху падают на землю. And this And actually, was big crowd here. Was very, very, very big crowd of devotees, and they push on Keshava Bharati. And do not do it. Do not do it. We will kill you. We will destroy your ashram. So it was big crowd of devotees. They, and Keshava Bharati was in anxiety. So, and he took one day in meditation. So, he all this day Mahaprabhu non-stop in leading kirtan. It was one day of non-stop kirtan here in Katwa. And big crowd of devotees and Mahaprabhu was chanting kirtan, chanting. So actually, it's very interesting. Mahaprabhu was eager to take sannyas, very eager. He just jumped to the water of Ganges and swimming immediately. So he was actually eager to take sannyas. And when he came, Keshava Bharati said, "No, I need permission from your mother. So please go to your mother." Mahaprabhu said, "No, no, no problem, immediately." And Keshava Bharati said, stop. Yes, I believe, of course, you will take this permission. No need to formally accept this permission. So this Vedic tradition, to take sannyas, you have to permission from your mother. This is Vedic tradition. Shankaracharya needs this, so he made a trick. Madhvacharya also needs this. Let's see. He, Madhvacharya took sannyas in 11, yes. and parents was completely against. And then Madhvacharya said them, "If you don't permit me to take sannyas, then I leave immediately your home, and I will never come back." So they was pushed by Madhvacharya, so they have to take their permission. Crying, but they take this permission. So it's a Vedic tradition, you have to permission from your mother to take sannyas. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya also, etc. So this Keshava Bharati said, you have to take permission, but I believe you of course, you'll took the permission, so no problem. And then, but still, so many people said, you do not have to do it, then who are you? This great offense, etc. So he is so young, 24 years. Do not be so cruel. They cry to Keshava Bharati. And Keshava Bharati was in anxiety. So he took one day to think a little about it. So all this day, Mahaprabhu was leading kirtan. Very, very huge kirtan here. Целый день здесь пели киртан в этом месте, потому что на Кешево Бхарати давили все преданные. Они говорили: мы разрушим твой ашрам, мы убьем тебя, как ты смеешь, ему всего 24 года. Вот. И он целый день думал, и поэтому целый день здесь шел киртан. So, sannyas really took three days. One day Махапрабху leaving house, second day киртан, and third day morning sannyas lila. Sannyasa церемония. Поэтому этот день он занимает три дня. And this special day starts on Makar Sankranti. And Makar Sankranti is solar day, not lunar day. It's 13 January. 13 Makar, every year. So every year in our calendar it's exactly 13 January. Makar Sankranti.
No, Sankranti is Bengali new year, like new month starts.
Always on the same day.
New month.
Yes, 14. I said 14 Makar Sankranti. So 13 Mahaprabhu left, 14 is Makar Sankranti, and 15 he took sannyas.
Makar Sankranti. Yeah.
And all these 3 days Mahaprabhu was fasting. So in tradition, in our mag, we decrease food in these days.
3 days.
Took little anupal. Hmm?
Yeah. 3 days we take like. One sabji and like...
Yes, anukalpa. Yes.
Everything.
Little anukalpa.
Shridhar Maharaj.
Yes, it was Shridhar Maharaj style.
So. And Mahaprabhu have one pumpkin. And
yeah.
His mother make milk and pumpkin. Like sweet rice, like milk, pumpkin sweet rice.
yes, and Samantha Dweep was living Star Pandit, Kolevich Shidhar, or Banan Trader Shidhar Kolevich Shidhar. So Mahaprabhu was visiting his house regularly, and they enjoy very nice pumpkin in the house of Shidhar Pandit. They enjoy it so much. And those nights, Shidhar Pandit also brought a big pumpkin. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, I want this pumpkin. And some devotee brought milk. And Mother Shachi prepared this pumpkin and milk. So on this Makarsankranti day, day of Mahaprabhu, we also prepared
pumpkin
and milk. Yes, pumpkin and milk. Maybe. It was 3 days, 13, 14, 15 January.
Also, here, near is Ganga here. Mahaprabhu by swimming came. Before, more close this place Ganga, but now it's a little bit.
So, back to the father of Srinivasa Acharya. He was seeing all this, and this beautiful hairs fall onto the ground. And Mahaprabhu lost his hair, and this Kalakshara Bhattacharya was completely mad because of this, and he was just wandering everywhere like blind and just chanting Chaitanya, 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 and because of this he got this title Chaitanya Das.
The barber.
Not barber, it was father of Srinivasa Acharya.
Oh, the father of Srinivasa Acharya.
Yes, yes. And barber changed his profession.
No more barbering.
Yes, he became ice cream trader. Ice cream trader.
Ice cream maker.
After this. Ice cream maker and this seller. After this.
Oh, wow.
He course this profession of barbering. Yes, so many barbers here. Yeah, this very simple people, and also so many ice cream sellers here. This. So he changed profession. And this very special moment in his lila, because actually when Keshava Bharati was putting all this ceremony of sannyas to Mahaprabhu, it's very big ceremony. This, big ceremony and fire yagya and Brahman chant mantras and so many things. Actually most important point is sannyasa mantra. We have special sannyasa mantra in our sampradaya. It was Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Samskara Dipika. It was special sacred sannyasa mantra. In our sampradaya.
What was the name?
Name?
Yeah.
Samskara Dipika. Samskara Dipika. Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Samskara Dipika. But it was after Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was... Mahaprabhu took not this mantra. He actually took mantra Tattvamasi. It's very interesting. Tattvamasi from Upanishad. And Tattvamasi is one of Mahavakya. Shankaracharya selected 4 verses from Upanishad. And this Tattvamasi means you are soul. Mayavadis, they think, interpret it as like you are Brahman. Tattvamasi, you are Brahman. And Mahaprabhu said, Keshava Bharati, you have to give me this mantra, Tattvamasi. But actually, when Mahaprabhu chant this mantra, he also put original meaning of this mantra. Because original meaning of this mantra is I belong to you, so I am your devotee. Then Mayavadis, Advaitis, they actually change everything, and some due to their own desires. And it's Shankaracharya was Lord Shiva himself, but it was, how it's called? Asurvya Mohan Lila of Shankaracharya. Asurvya Mohan Lila, so actually he misinterpreted many Vedic statements. But original meaning of this mantra Tattvamasi means I belong to you, so I am your servant. So this is Sannyasa Mantra of Mahaprabhu. And then Keshava Bharati посвятил. А? Нет, посвятил. Нет, он дал посвящение. Give initiation to Mahaprabhu with this Sannyasa Mantra. But after Mahaprabhu, in the tradition of Gaudiya Math, we have another Sannyasa Mantra. A special ceremony. Still, actually, before Keshava Bharati was, his behavior was like Mayavadi Sannyasi. But he was not Mayavadi Sannyasi. He was looked like was special lila. And after this, he was initiated by Mahaprabhu himself into this mantra. And he became great devotee of Mahaprabhu and Keshava Bharati. Actually, there is other lila with Keshava Bharati. He wear this tiger skin. Tiger skin, because many sadhus, many monks here, they wearing tiger skin. And Mahaprabhu didn't like this idea to wearing tiger skin, etc. So Keshava Bharati just throw it away. So many lilas. So this very big mystical point is in Mahaprabhu lila. He took in sannyas, and before he was Nimai Pandit, but this was opposition to Mahaprabhu, and that was tantric people, all this worshiping of Kali, they was against Vaishnavas, and they want actually to beat Mahaprabhu, поколотить. Not only beat. The main idea is actually religion has come from God himself. Yes, we have scriptures, of course, so many scriptures, but actually religion comes from God. Then Mahaprabhu started chanting Gopi, 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 Gopi. This was in special mood. And some Brahman, neophyte devotee, came to Mahaprabhu and he said him, why you chant Gopi Gopi? It's not proper way. You have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. It's like a skunk devotee. It was something like this. Why you chant Gopi Gopi? You have to chant Hare Krishna mantra. And Mahaprabhu said, Krishna, this rascal Krishna, if he took stick he was going to this Brahman, and Brahman was thinking, our teacher is completely crazy now, something wrong with him. He was before he was a good teacher, he was studying this grammar, logic, etc., Sanskrit, and after Gaya, after meeting Ishvara Puri, he became mad. He just chanted mantras, worshiping Lord, chanted name of God. What? And now he chanted Gopi Gopi. What? So they actually want to beat Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu thinking, this Srila Guru Maharaj is writing here in some type of humor. And he write, patient rebel against doctor. This ill people, these patients, they rebel against his actually savior, his doctor. And Mahaprabhu decided, yes, if I took sannyas, then I become a spiritual leader, spiritual master, then we'll take my authority. So he decided to take sannyas. Ceremony. And after this, he took sannyas, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Mahaprabhu is Nirdandi Sannyasi. Nirdandi Sannyasi. Because Nityananda was broken his danda. I think it's close, this place close.
The danda was broken. Next part, the darshan, and then we'll continue, we'll come back here for darshan.
Yes.
All right.
We are Bangla here, few darshan here. Oh. We'll just close and come back here.
Okay, so we'll come back.
Okay.
All right, lead the way.